Are the major supermarkets doing what they can to help Australia's dairy farmers who are suffering through the drought? While Woolworths and Coles are donating funds and running fundraising campaigns for customers, is this enough that should be expected of the two major supermarkets? Jed Garland has more.
Last Tuesday, dairy farmer Shane Hickey posted a video on Facebook pointing out that dairy farmers working for Coles and Woolworths earn up to $2.46 an hour. Spokesperson for the Queensland Dairy Farmer Organisation, Sarah Ferguson, said the supermarkets need to increase how much the dairy farmers earn if they are to survive the drought.
As a start, what they should be doing is, for the duration of the drought, they should be putting up the price of milk by at least 10 cents. 20 cents would be fantastic, but we're realistic. So, you know, put it up to $1.10 per litre and talk with the processors and make sure that money is actually going back to the farmers. And, you know, we actually sort of like, you know, have a chance to actually give the farmers a bit of a more of a sustainable future.
Falling pay rates have been widely common for dairy farmers, particularly those working for Woolworths and Coles, which Ms Ferguson says is due to a lack of pressure from the industry.
The industry itself has sort of not kept pace. And I think that retrospectively, you know, a lot more support and a lot more industry-wide pressure should have been put on sort of processing and supermarkets at the start.
Woolworths has pledged millions of dollars to farmers and has partnered with charity Rural Aid to help fund its practices and invest in their joint buyer bail program. Coles has also donated $5 million worth of funds and interest-free loans to assist farmers. On the 8th of August, Woolworths announced all profits from fresh food sales last Saturday will be donated to Rural Aid's Buyer Bail program. But Ms Ferguson is sceptical about the supermarket's donations.
Drought funding, GoFundMe campaigns, all of sort of like, you know, all of the sort of like current hype, all very well and good, but the public gets media fatigued. You know, drought messages are unfortunately becoming a little bit of, you know, white noise at the moment. So we need to be looking at, you know, the long-term sustainable solutions for us. One of the interesting things is that, and not that I actually, we sort of condone the actual organisation, but BioBail is actually creating a lot of havoc within the industry because they're actually buying up all of the available pay. Which means that the farmers that actually can afford to do it, so the ones who are trying desperately not to, so like put their hands out, actually can't find any bales to actually purchase. So as an organisation, I think to like their heart's in the right place, but it's actually causing an industry issue. But yes, absolutely, this is a marketing thing as opposed to sort of like really wanting to sort of make a difference. If they want to make a difference, they'd actually increase prices during the drought period.